Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns.
Hey, good morning.
We got the band together. We're going to have some fun. We'll take you right up to the top of the hour with some great stuff for you. We got some entertainment news to kick things off. We're going to talk about some local events going on in our area. We're going to get a little bit of other things, and we got a great what if question for you a little bit later. Would you rather get a lifetime 99% discount on concerts, gas, or luxury goods? Which one would you choose? We'll get into that a little bit later.
Oh.
Going to be a fun one. You can go and chew on that. And, of course, feel free to call up and join the conversation anytime this hour, 424-2600, 715-424-2600. Just want to touch on a little bit of entertainment news for everybody real quick. And one of the things that we've talked about remakes, we've talked about remade films and remakes and reimagines and prequels and sequels and all these different things. And how much, we were just talking about nostalgia and how much people love that and everything. Now there is a new animated Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie in the works. That's not surprising. You know, they've already done that a couple of times. This one's going to be R-rated.
Really?
Yeah, it's called The Last Ronin, and it's based on a story that ran in the comics recently. It's a little bit darker than, you know, your usual Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle
stuff. Okay.
Now I read something like that, and at first I'm kind of like, well, who was that for? It was always they were always built for kids,
right?
But that generation that grew up on them, us. Are older now.
So is it going to be like adult Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Or? I don't know. Like that's the part of it that's really weird to me. Like, are they going to make the turtles adults?
Although, I'd rather that they just bring it out, make it rated R, than to try to like slide it in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm thinking about when my kids were kind of at a transitional age, and you go to some movies, and it's like, how in the heck is this PG? You know, or even PG-13. So, you know, and like you said, our generation that followed this, I mean, it makes. Makes sense. That's who's going to come to it anyway.
Yeah. The smartest, whether we're talking about the Harry Potter series or we're talking about Taylor Swift or anybody, the smartest artists carry their core audience with them. The secret to what Taylor Swift has done or a lot of artists have done is, hey, you were with me here when you're 16. Well, at 26, at 36, we're still vibing. We still connect. I don't know how you do that on paper. I don't know how you pull that off. But these artists, these people that have done it, like, I don't know how you don't respect that. So you got to take a bow.
So then it's called, like, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then there's, like, this little banner that goes across that says, no kids.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is something they really better hit home. This is not
like
for
it's
kids.
Not like, a kid movie.
I don't really have an issue with it. I probably ain't gonna see it, to be honest. But I did that part. They have to be very careful about.
I probably would have never saw any of them except one of my brothers was like really into it. So
yeah, all my friends were. So of course that meant I was. And I liked the video game. That's what I liked doing. Like going to the arcade and playing the game with my friends, because it was one of those ones you could have four players.
Oh, sure.
And it was always
like at the gold mine.
Yeah. Yes. At the gold mine. Nice. Yes. Shout out to the gold mine and everybody that gets that reference. So let's take a quick look at what's new on your small screen and new on your big screen this weekend. Premiering today on Paramount Plus is the premiere of Bob Marley, One Love. Gotten some good press on that one. I don't know if it is a great telling of the story of Bob Marley, but it does celebrate Bob Marley and his music, and it's something I do want to see it. I've heard good things about it. At the same time, I've heard that if you're don't expect
if you're truly a Bob Marley person, you need to just enjoy it, not. Because you could easily pick it apart, I think, and be critical of it. You know what I mean? Like this, like you said, the telling of the story.
Absolutely, and I think that a lot of us, I've always wanted a Bob Marley telling like this, and especially with the rise of biopics with Rocket Man and Bohemian Rhapsody and a lot of these, I got really excited about this. I don't know if it's that kind of movie. I don't know. I do hope that they make a movie like that about Bob Marley
at some point. Yeah.
Friday on Apple TV Plus, the premiere of Argylle, starring Sam Rockwell, Bryce Dallas Howard, John Cena, Henry Cavill, ton of actors. In it. I watched that the other night, and it is a silly action movie that knows what it is. It just tries to be that. It doesn't. It's not. Well, there's no way they would have made that jump in real life. They know that. They're not trying to give you a realistic drama or any. It's a silly, fun kind of movie.
Fun.
I thought it was all right. I love Sam Rockwell. Huge fan of his. And Bryce Dallas Howard is very good. She's a good actress. It was fun. It was a fun little movie. Also on Apple TV Plus, Franklin, starring Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin. My God, does it look good.
Huh.
Oh, you wouldn't. I'll check that out.
I thought we were still on Turtles. I was thinking of Franklin the Turtle.
Understandable. Nice reference. Michael Douglas, I don't think many people would look at Michael Douglas and think, oh, you'd make a great Benjamin Franklin. Oh, watch it. Just give it a chance. Watch the trailer. Watch the trailer and see. And if you are a lover of American history, if you're curious about, well, I've always wondered more and more, how did we get to this point where America, you know, was able to survive on its own as a young country? Think about an independent business trying to go against Nike. Like, that's what we were doing.
Right.
And it took some of our greatest minds, some of our greatest forefathers to be able to, they had to go overseas to France. They had to go over there and, like, hat in hand, hey, help us. Hey, we're trying to start this thing over here. Not only did they do that, but risking their lives, not just to travel. Travel in general back then was a risk.
Good point.
But then being over there, and you're a foreigner in a foreign land coming from a country that has nothing to stand on. We barely got a flag. And Benjamin Franklin going over there, and Michael Douglas, like, hits the mark on this. I don't know what the critics are going to say, and I don't care. To me, what I've seen, I cannot wait to watch this. I'm so excited to see Michael Douglas in a role where we get to see him, like, show the Douglas acting. The Douglas family has some strong acting. We haven't got to see Michael Douglas really act since Wall Street, pretty much. Like, this, I'm excited about
this. I've not even heard about this, but it sounds very interesting.
Looks really good. Yeah. Looks really good. I encourage people to at least watch the trailer just to give it a taste and see if it's something that you'll dig. Also on Netflix today, the series premiere of Good Times, the animated reboot. Also, Strange Ways of Life, starring Pedro Pascal and Ethan Hawke, is on Netflix. Ryan Gosling is hosting Saturday Night Live with Chris Stapleton. Ryan Gosling's a fan of Chris Stapleton's, and Stapleton's a fan of him. And they've got this great bit that they're doing of the commercial promos right now. I encourage you to check out.
Might have to DVR it. I can't stay up that late.
Yeah, that should be a good one, though.
I mean, I can take a nap.
American Idol is on Sunday at 7 o'clock on ABC, and also on CBS on Sunday at 8 o'clock. A two-hour special, Billy Joel at Madison Square Garden, the greatest arena run of all time. That looks pretty
interesting.
Cool. Yeah, I haven't heard much about that. Another show very excited about on HBO premiering Sunday, the series premiere of The Sympathizer. It's about a refugee forced to be a communist spy during the Vietnam War. Robert Downey Jr. plays like multiple roles in this. And we're finally getting to see Robert Downey Jr. Like, now that he's got the Iron Man thing out of the way, he's got the Sherlock Holmes pretty much. He might do another one, but that's out of the way. Now we're getting to see, oh, by the way, I'm one of the greatest actors of all time. And let me just show you what I can do. Not only can I be Iron Man and Sherlock Holmes and make you entertain you and all that and everything, go ahead and watch Oppenheimer and try to walk away from that movie not saying that Robert Downey Jr. is not only an amazing actor and one of our greats, he is a throwback. He's a throwback to the Clark Gables, to the Cary Grants, to the old school actors. There's not many of those guys left. Denzel, a couple of them, you know. But he shows what he's got as an actor now. And he's getting to do that. And this Sympathizer, he plays like multiple roles. Just looks great.
Cool.
Looks really good. New on your big screen this weekend, not too much. Civil War, rated R. Another divisive movie. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead is rated R. And that's. Do you remember the original?
The book?
The book? Oh, the book. I don't remember the book. I remember the original, like, the movie.
I don't know if I saw the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I did.
I didn't see
the book. I know I read the book.
Okay. Yeah. It's a fun one. I remember.
That's hilarious.
Some new stuff going on, or some good stuff going on this weekend on your radio dial. For one, now, we don't do this very often. Ooh. We don't talk about other radio stations ever or anything like that, because that's just Radio 101. You don't pub other radio stations and stuff. You don't see TV stations doing that or anything either. But there is one exception for us. At least for me around here, and that is our friends over at UWSP 89.9, the college radio station over there. That is the future of radio. I think it's a little different when we promote them.
Well, it's a pipeline, right? I mean,
exactly.
Some
of the great and a lot of our civic media family comes from that university and that school.
And let's be real, this event has been huge
yeah.
in this area. Well, I mean, obviously worldwide, but I'm just saying, like, if you're in central Wisconsin, you know this.
This is so awesome, too. We haven't even said what the event is, and everybody knows what we're talking about. That's so awesome, because the biggest trivia thing in the world is going on this week. Actually, kicked off today. It's kicking off today. It's going on. Enjoy. Their theme this year is very superstitious, which is a great theme. I love that. I know my daughter has a team. I know a lot of friends that have teams out there. We want everybody to have fun this weekend, and yes, I will have my phone on me for all your movie questions. Every year.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear that? Take advantage.
Every year I get at least 15, 16 texts or emails or something. Hey, who was in this movie that was in, you know, that kind of thing. It's a lot of fun.
I will, honestly, for this weekend, just change my car, you know, radio to the car, just to hear what some of the questions are, because sometimes I'm just like, sometimes you know it right away.
Yeah.
And then other times I'm like, what in the world? You know,
it's a fun contest. It's something that I think all central Wisconsin people could take pride in. This is the biggest trivia event of the world. And it happens right in your neck of the woods. I think that's pretty cool.
Well, and but just think about the years. I don't know if you know how long it's been going on exactly, but it's a long time. It's pre-internet. Mm-hmm. So if you think about that, I mean, because now you could use Google.
Yeah.
But why doesn't it, you know what I mean? So then why doesn't everyone have the answer instantly? But they don't. Yeah, yeah. You know, it's very interesting to me.
The way they come up with these questions and all the things that they're able to do with that is really remarkable. To your point, Terry, I'm on their website, and you can go to 90fmtrivia.org, 90fmtrivia.org. The contest first aired in 1969 as a gimmick to get people to listen to the station. The next
year, worked.
That's it. It worked all right. Worked all right. That is pretty cool. All weekend long, that's what's been going on. Good luck to all the teams out there. Have fun and looking forward to talking with.
If anybody
all of
wants
you.
To borrow some encyclopedias,
yes, yeah, right. Yeah.
Just kidding. I don't have any.
I wonder anybody that does still have.
Oh,
some.
Somebody still does.
And we have a great weekend lineup for you. We'll get into our schedule for today and our sports schedule a little bit later. But I want to focus on our Saturday and Sunday lineups. And on Saturday, it kicks off with Outdoors with Dan Small. Hosted by Wisconsin outdoorsman Dan Small. His partner is from the Wisconsin Rapids area, so we got a bit of a tie-in there. On the Sunshine Polka Show, be sure to join us every Saturday at 7. It is hosted by the great Tim Hubbelt, the polka guy. Be sure to check that out. Tim scours the universe looking for the best polka for you. Be sure to check that out. 8 a.m. on Saturday, Terry Talks Nutrition with the great Terry Lemron. Terry is the godfather of supplements, really. Like, he's such a big impact on that world, and
I love listening to him.
I really do.
You know what I mean? Like, some of the topics are more meaningful to me than others.
Sure,
but
sure.
But when, you know, like when he's talking about a certain whatever ailment or condition or something like that, and the ways that it's very interesting.
It's one thing to hear somebody who knows their stuff and can break it down to you like nobody else could and everything. But it's also, I love the way that he just speaks to people.
And he doesn't have like a salesperson gimmicky kind of. Like, he's just saying, you know, hey, you can take it or leave it, but I'm telling you what I know. I'm telling you what I've researched. I'm telling you what experiences I've had. I'm telling, you know, I enjoy listening to him.
I do too, and I really appreciate his approach and the way he handles that show. It's you can tell that he just wants you to be just as informed as he is,
and he
just
wants you
as
to be healthy.
And yes. And that show is sponsored by our great friends over at Family Natural Foods. Visit them right now. They're at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Got a little construction going on, so keep an eye out for that, but you can still get in the building and have some fun and get some great products. They're going to take good care of you over at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wish them a good morning from all of us. Be sure to follow them on social media too. It's a great follow. Great follow. And of course, from 11 to noon, Over the Back Fence. Join our man Seth for a great show. Bring him your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area you want to touch on or talk about. Please hit Seth up. Call up on that show. We want to keep that show alive and well. We can only do that the more interacting we get from all of you.
So today at 10, when we're done, just take a little stroll around your house and find something that you can sell. We all have something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely
And then
got
call
something.
Seth tomorrow.
Yes. Give him a call again and reach out to him and keep the show alive. Keep it going, everybody. On Sunday, we have got some really good stuff lined up for you. We're going to be doing something fun going forward here.
Oh, we have fun?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. So we've had Director's Cut, Seth Faces the Music, and Unlabeled, our three shows, but we've kind of had to mismatch a bit. We've been talking with our friends at Civic Media, our higher-ups, and Sage, our owner and everything, and Aaron in charge of our music and a lot of this. And we're just between us, okay? This is just between all of us. We are working with our afternoon lineup. And we're looking at that, and we're taking approach to it. We've listened to you out there for many months, and we're looking at that. Another thing that we're doing is trying to expand our original content. And on Sundays, what we're going to do is have a four-hour block for you. It'll kick off at 5 o'clock with Director's Cut. This week, we have Gretchen Powers, Executive Director of Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, on. There's so many great kids' productions going on this year, and a lot of great auditions happening this month. We're going to tell you about that and have some fun talking theater. Afterwards, you'll have Seth Face the Music. Join Seth from 6 to 8 at his normal time slot. Seth takes a different theme every week and puts a lot of audio and music around it and a lot of stuff that you may have not heard before and some stuff that you're going to be happy to hear. And then, of course, from 8 to 9, Unlabeled, our 90s mixtape. Be sure to get me your requests. If it was released from 1990 to 1999, we will play it. Terry's already got me a request. I've gotten some others from people around the area.
There's been some songs that I want to do, but then I check the, I'll like Google the year, and they were like in the 80s. I'm like, oh, darn it.
I've had at least three different songs that, 89. Like, yeah. It's right there. It's right there on the cusp. But we got to stick to the rules
not
of the show.
Fair. Fine.
Hey, if the show gets popular, maybe we'll do an 80s version. I don't know. Maybe, or maybe early aughts version. Who knows? The show has become very popular, and that is because of all of you out there. You guys are in control. We listen to you. We hear you. We appreciate those of you that talk to us like adults, those of us that show us respect, the same respect you want to have, we want to show you. So please reach out to me if you have any feedback, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. I will say this to the end of time. Calling up our main phone line does no good. It's not going to help you. I've mentioned that before. If you are a business, if you have an item for over the back fence, any of these kind of things, sure, call the front desk, 424-1300. But if you have programming issues, talk to the program director. Otherwise, you're just a dog barking. And we want to hear you, but you got to talk with us with some respect here. That we got to get back to that as a society. This idea of being these, just leaving a voicemail without your name or anything like that and just a bunch of swear words, that ain't going to cut it. Not going to take it anymore. You're better than that. Our community is better than that. Act like it. You have issues, james.mailf@civicmedia.us. Just reach out to me. I want to hear from you. We love your feedback. This isn't the James Network. It's your network. We want to play what you guys like. So reach out to us. And certainly hit me up with your requests. If it's a 90s song you want to hear, I'll play it.
1989.
No, 1989. I wanted to play 1999 from Prince and realized, oh no, that's an 80s song.
That's totally an 80s song.
I've had to catch myself a couple of times. Like, oh, I'm going to play this. Nope, can't play it. Be sure to join us for our great weekend lineup. And thank you so much to everybody who has spread the word about these shows and made them so popular. We're going to take a time out, check in with our partners. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you on a Friday. Hope you're having a good one out there. Good stuff to take you right up to our news break. Like a what-if question, Terry. I know you and Melissa both like these. It seems like nothing ever gets cheaper without having strings attached. But if you were offered the deal of a lifetime, what would you do? Would you want it to be on? What would you want it to be on, exactly? Someone on social media asked, if you could receive a lifetime 99% discount in any single industry, which would you choose? And they offered six choices. More than 2,000 people weighed in on this one, so it's a pretty good number of people. I'll give you the list here, and then we can make our choices of where we'll go. 32% said luxury goods, like jewelry, designer clothes, and iPhones, and that kind of thing. 20% said transport, like Ubers, flights, gas, even car repairs. 17% said taxes, on top of all your usual deductions and credits. 16% said utilities, like gas, electric, water, internet bills. 7% said insurance, and everything included, health, car, life, and home insurance. If you can think of it, they covered it. And then 6% said entertainment, stuff like concerts, movies, streaming services, even fine dining and cruises. So that's the list that you can choose from in this what if question. And of course, we encourage the audience to play along. 715-424-2600. Listening on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away. Join the conversation.
So it's hard for me to just take it at face value because I have questions about each one.
I know, me too. Yeah,
like I need some depth to this, right? Yeah. Like for me, so I'm stuck between three. I'm stuck between the transportation one because it includes gas,
mm-hmm.
and the insurance one.
Yeah, that is that
like
does
having
seem
like, absolutely no cost for anything that right now you have insurance for.
Wow,
right?
I even felt a little relief just in
and
thinking
then
about that.
Also the taxes one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? So not just when you process your taxes, James.
Yes. oh, my God, I got to do that.
So not just that. You know, it's not just that piece of it, but it's like the whole, does that mean you don't have taxes? You know what I mean? Like what would normally be pulled out of your paycheck, you get all of that? I'm stuck on those three.
So I think as I was reading the list, my mind changed with almost every one. Like, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. So maybe that's why I wrapped up here with the last one I read in entertainment. And it's the least of all of these. And I think, like, when we're looking at this stuff, oh, hey, if my taxes are covered, if my bills are covered, right. then I'll have more money to do all these
and
other things.
And you can do the other things. That's exactly where I went. I don't – the other thing is, if you said to me one time, like, mm-hmm. I could have a one-time 99% discount on something, then I would think more about whatever, a luxury good, a sure. concert, a – you know, something like that. But if you're saying lifetime, like, I'm thinking about how does it free up resources to just be able to do the other things I want to
do. Yeah. So I think for me, this is such an approach way you approach things. I always take care of these, my bills, you know, my gas, any of that stuff. Check.
First.
Second. I'm paid. That stuff's done. What I don't do in life very often, and I'm learning this more and more from my kids, from the younger generations, is I've never been a materialistic person. I'm an experience kind of person. I'd rather have experiences. And when I look at how I'm so bad at making, my favorite band of all time is going to be a Lollapalooza. And I know I could go. And I know I could get tickets. I am probably not going to do it. Yeah. If I'm being honest, I'm probably not going to do it.
No, I hear you.
I'm really bad about doing things for myself that aren't necessities. If I need socks, I'll go and buy them. But I ain't going to buy like the cool socks or whatever. I'm just going to get what I need.
No socks with holes.
Yes, no more. No. just because they're cheaper doesn't mean no.
No, I'm talking about quit wearing them.
yeah. Yes, that part too. I think I would land up on the entertainment one just because I'm so bad at doing those things for myself.
So you think that would motivate you?
If there's no budget, oh man, yeah, you got me all in on that. And I'd actually start doing some stuff and actually having a life, I think. If you told me that I had some blank check to be able to do these things. But that's all about approach. There's plenty of people out there that have a better balance of life and play and all that. I'm just not good at that. I agree with you about the insurance one. That's one I would have never thought of with this question. But as soon as you think about it, you're like, whoa, yeah, that would be kind of nice.
Yeah. And so if you did that, you know, if all of a sudden you had whatever, another $200 a month.
Yeah.
You know, then you could do that other stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the transport part, it seems a little tempting. What I will say though, I'm a little happy about this. The luxury goods thing. I know that for these 2,000 people, it was 32%. But when I asked a couple of listeners, when I asked my parents, I asked my kids this question, nobody said luxury goods. Nobody was looking at, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that's kind of I take a little bit of a solace in that.
Well, and then you'd just
be
accumulating crap because it was 99% off.
Right.
I mean, let's be real. We'd all of a sudden have like all this stuff on over the back fence.
Absolutely. And nobody would be able to afford it.
And nobody's buying it.
Because I don't know how much, I don't blame anybody that didn't pay attention to this, but whether it was Michael Jackson or Nicolas Cage, like the stories we hear about buying the elephant man's bones or these kind of, like when you don't have when you have no ceiling and you could just buy whatever you want, it doesn't usually end well. You don't hear people like purchasing some really smart thing or wow, that was a really smart purchase they made. No, it was like, I'm going to buy a golden
that's
going to
appreciate in value. Yeah.
They always waste their money, so I like that. I think that's pretty impressive. I think this is kind of a fun one. I don't normally like these what if questions.
It makes you be pretty thoughtful, though. You know,
it really does. Shows you what matters to you too, in some ways too. Gives you a real good idea of that. How would you answer the question? Feel free to call up 424-2600 and let us know. We'll be back after our news break here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Ladies up in here tonight. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Shakira, Shakira. I never really knew that she could dance like this. Terry and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good Friday out there. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Getting ready for the weekend. And the tax day is upon us. It is upon us, everybody.
I clearly think you actually forgot because, you know, this keeps surfacing.
It's a it's a low-hanging fruit joke that I go to every year. Tax day is Monday. Now, this may sound stereotypical to people. I don't care. When you come from an Italian family, you don't mess with your taxes. You don't. Every Italian family grew up hearing about Capone and how they got Capone and all this stuff and everything. And so it's just embedded in us. I stand on that. I don't care if it's stereotypical. Yeah, I stand on that one. And taxes are one of those things that nobody really likes doing but needs to do. It is important to obviously take care of your taxes. I'm not talking about the government getting their 2 cents. I'm talking about our roads. I'm talking about our infrastructure, those things. This is the way the world works, and this is the way America works, taking care of your taxes. It ain't easy, and I'm not saying you got to like it, but it's part of the game. And I would hope that you understand that if you are driving on our roads, if you are using our bridges, if you are using any public services, if you're not doing any of those things, well, that's a whole different argument, I suppose. I hope you are enjoying in the woods, and I'm glad that you can get our radio station in wherever you're listening in that cave or something. Yeah, it can't be coming in that good. But yeah, so thank you for listening. We do have 4 tips for people to get it done before the deadline in our 4 tax tips here. Get organized. Hopefully by now you have all your documents you need. You can find a list of documents you might need on the IRS website. Encourage you to do that if need be.
Or even pull out your taxes from last year and make sure you have all that same stuff.
For those that don't know, IRS.gov is the IRS's website, IRS.gov. File the fastest way. E-filing is the fastest way to get your tax return to the IRS. And if you made less than $79,000 last year, you can go ahead and use the IRS's free file or myfreetaxes.com, which the United Way has a link on their website to go to. It's one that I say every year. It's easy enough a radio announcer could even use it.
See, I mean, everyone, you've got this.
And if you are especially if you're a small business or just a business in general out there or anything, and this has come up on you, you know, at the last second or something, request an extension. If you're not going to make the Monday deadline, apply for an extension right now. Your request must be filed by April 15th, and it doesn't give you an extension of time for payment if you owe money. And file even if you miss the deadline. If you haven't filed your taxes by the 15th, still complete your return as soon as possible. The penalty for a late filing is a percentage of your taxes you didn't pay on time. There's no penalty being late. If you're owed a refund, but you do still need to file your taxes.
So just get it done.
That's it.
Yep.
That's the big one. And I know I'm not going to win anybody over with this statement. But the IRS is not your enemy. The IRS is not your enemy. They are not. They are trying to do right by the American people. They have one job: do right by the American people. They are not a business. They are not Nike. They are quit treating them like they are Amazon.
And you're not going to get income tax code rewritten between now and Monday. It is what it is. Yeah. You have to just do it.
How much money you think your average IRS agent is making? You think they're making like Rockefeller money? You think they get into this industry because they're going to be billionaires or something like that? They are government workers. They're government workers. You know, I mean, let's treat them like that. Let's treat them right. Now, I'm not saying that you're not allowed to be bent out of shape or get. I know that we're dealing with a sensitive subject here, but it is so low hanging fruit and is so childish to me. Oh, the IRS is evil. Oh, the IRS this, the IRS that. Have you driven on one of our roads? Have you? I mean, do you not understand how this works? Like, we pay taxes, we get better roads, we get better infrastructure. This is how this is supposed to work. I'm not saying it works perfectly. I'm not saying it's the best system there ever is, but it's our system, and this is the way it works for us. And if you are, there's a lot of talk nowadays about being proud of America and being proud to be an American and wearing the American flag and having it on your car and all these things. This is being American, paying your taxes. I know it's not fancy. I know it doesn't work for a bumper sticker or anything like that. But this is America, baby. And this is part of being an American. Yep. And if you're a proud American, pay your dang taxes.
Get it done.
And treat people with some respect. I'm not saying you got to kiss their butt, but
well,
I mean,
and there's
be nice.
Things you can do outside.
Ooh, that was close. You know how close that was. You know how close that was.
But outside of because really this is a wrap up, right, of last year. So it's not even if you're having too little amount taken out of each paycheck, you just need to talk to the HR person at your organization and fill out a new W-4. I mean, there's a lot of ways around having to pay in come April. So you just got to get it done for last year and move on.
Go to IRS.gov if you have any questions or need to find out more information, IRS.gov. And again, the website that you can find from the United Way's website, UWSWAC.org. I got cocky there. I just was trying to run through it. You can go to the United Way's website, bookmark that, and it'll send you right to MyFreeTaxes.com. There's a banner there that you can click on. Go right to MyFreeTaxes.com and find out more information about that. We will take a time out. We'll check in with our partners when we come back. Grocery shopping on an empty stomach. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, dangerous.
Yes, yes. Talking about that, we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. I'm going to take you right to the top of the hour, get you ready for your weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Stick around after our show's done entertaining you. You'll have Matt Nair on the air. Be sure to join Jane in that wonderful voice of hers. I love Jane's voice. God, one of the best voices in radio. Fun show. Be sure to check that out after we're done. We'll get into the rest of our schedule in a moment. But Terry, we finally have some science to back up something that I think you and I have felt since we were kids, and we certainly have felt as parents. New data shows that grocery shopping on an empty stomach costs you an extra $0.26 or $26 per trip on average.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
Yeah. This is one of those things that my mom always warned me about. Don't go, grocery shopping hungry and everything. And I didn't realize she learned that from me because taking me around as a little knucklehead kid and, oh, this looks good. Oh, this looks good. I think we feel this. But now we have kind of the data backing this up, like, oh, we're sure of this.
But it's not going to change anything, though.
No, probably not. No. from personal experience, that seems low. When I'm hungry, I go thinking, I need to stick to my list. But you don't. 76% of people agree that they're more likely to spend more if they shop while hungry. And about 60% say that they're likely to buy more unhealthy foods when they're hungry.
Now, that I agree with. Or, I don't care if I pick up stuff. I generally am a list person, stick to the list. But, there are times where I'll pick up something else, but it drives me crazy when it's stuff that, you're not going to use.
You
know what I mean? Like, you think you're going to, but then you get home and it's like, oh, what am I going to make with that? Or what am I going to do with, why did I buy that kind of thing?
Oh, especially when you see that item that's new and it looks interesting and exciting and then you get it and you never try it.
Or you try it and it's terrible.
Yes.
You didn't really think it through very well.
I feel like that happens to me 8 out of 10 times when I'm trying something new and I just end up not liking it.
Now, if the kids are with me, obviously there's going to be things that they're just wanting to have.
Yeah.
The worst for me is when my husband is with me. He's terrible. I'm like, why is that in the cart? Well, I might use it for blah, 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 or I might make this. And I'm like, well, when you're ready to make it, then I'll come buy it. When it's on the list, I'll buy it. He doesn't get to go along.
That's hilarious.
And anything that the three of them put on the grocery list, I will buy. So even if I think it's ridiculous, if it's on the list, I will buy it. But when they're coming along and just flinging stuff in the cart,
I just had this image of
I'm just like, no.
Randy all sheepishly tried to sneak something.
I think
something
he does because I'll look at the cart. I'm like, where the heck did that come from?
That's a great image.
Why? And it's not like it's not like it's like sweet or what I mean? Like, it's not like he's trying to sneak junk food in or something.
Yeah.
We have plenty of junk food at home.
Yeah.
It's not like that. It'll be like some random seasoning or some. I'm like, what in the world
I don't
is
know why
that for?
That makes it even better.
That's
awesome. I love that.
Now, he might have done it intentionally so he never had to go grocery shopping again. There could be that.
Smart thing, forward thinking.
Yeah. I'm like, no, you stay home.
That's a borderline that ain't right story. This one might be a full-blown one. A small Florida key known as Beer Can Island, due to the result of parties thrown in the sand sand is for sale, and one prospective buyer is looking for partnerships to go in on $1,000 a piece. So this is a 9-acre island, also known as Pine Key. It's located near MacDill Air Force Base in Apollo Beach, and was created in the 1940s as a result of dredging the process of relocating sand and other materials from construction sites. The island, which was planted with Australian pine trees to help prevent erosion, earned the nickname Beer Can Island due to the being littered on a lot. Russell Loomis and three friends purchased the island back in 2017 and cleared what he described as 300 to 400 bags of trash from the island. The owners installed attractions including a giant slide, portable bathrooms, tiki bars, attract visitors. Loomis said the island project was successful for a time, but the owners decided to close the island earlier this year due to long work hours required to maintain the island and the cost. So now it's your chance to own a piece of this island. If you've got an extra $1,000 just sitting around.
But think about that. That's like a land share. Right? Like a co-op kind of thing. So that, I mean, it would be kind of cool.
He said everyone who pays $1,000 to the project will have the opportunity to vote on issues, including whether the island will be open to the public and what should be installed on the site, or it should be more of a private island for you and your fellow people that are owning it.
It's kind of interesting.
Yeah. Like, it starts off to me as that ain't right
story.
It's like
a condo.
But what do they call it? Timeshare.
Yeah, like a timeshare.
Okay. So that's if it's more of a timeshare thing, that does seem intriguing.
I mean, I guess my question is, but honestly, a $1,000 investment, if there's no other cost, is really nothing. You know what I mean? Like in the scheme of owning part of an island. But then you wonder, like, how many other, you know, will there be all those other fees, like with timeshares? And how do you, like, get out of it? Like, are you joining a cult or are you?
Yeah.
Like in 10 years when you don't want to do it anymore?
Yeah. See, that I admit that does
I'm guessing
worry
it's $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That stuff does tend to worry me when I don't see enough of the fine print.
Yeah, but it sounds like a fun island.
It does sound fun. And I've always wanted to check out the Keys. Like everybody I know that has gone to Florida has always told me, you got to check out the Keys. You got to go down there, check that out. It does seem like really, I just want to check it out.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I've not been either, so I don't know.
I don't know if I want to live there, but I do want to check it out at least.
You definitely don't want to live there because you're going to be the one picking up all those cans all the time.
Right, yeah. Don't need that.
Just visit.
Don't need that. We do need a palate cleanser, though. Let's go ahead and get one in. We've got a good lineup for you today to wrap up Midday Magazine. Be sure to join us. God, I'm looking forward to this hour, Terry. In part one at 3 o'clock, Mike Hittner, Tom Bremer from Historic Point Boss. We're going to talk about their campfire cooking going on.
Cool.
Some of the history of the Historic Point Boss. And then in part two, we're continuing our history talk. Thanks to our friends at the Visit Wisconsin Rapids Bureau, we're going to focus on the Southwood County Historical Museum.
Nice.
Got our good friend Phil Brown coming in. Haven't talked to Phil in a while. It's been a couple seasons since we talked to Phil. I love talking to Phil Brown. You get a chance to go to our Southwood County Historical Museum. Be sure to do so, everybody. It's a fun experience.
Yeah, Phil's a great guy.
Really knows his stuff.
So knowledgeable.
Yeah, yeah.
And especially, he didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, he's absorbed. I mean, he's been here for many, many years. I'm not saying he's not local.
Right,
But just, you know what I mean? Like, doesn't maybe necessarily have the same vested interest as someone who, you know, was maybe born and raised here. He knows everything. And his passion, like, you just can't, I don't know. It's contagious. Like, you can't not benefit from it, and you can't not enjoy it.
You can't fake his kind of passion, his kind of love for this area. And Phil and I found a kinship early on when we first started talking years back, because both of us are transplants, and both of us love this area and are very passionate about that.
He doesn't seem Italian.
Both love this area. Both do. That was good. That was well played. Great stuff on your radio dial tonight. It is a ball night. Milwaukee Bucks at Oklahoma City Thunder. Bucks have righted the ship a little bit in the last couple of games. Good experience. Good chance to. It sucks to have Giannis out. There's no getting around that. But a good opportunity to see what your bench players can do. Maybe work on the defense a little bit. And you got a good opponent to do it against. They're traveling to Oklahoma tonight. Take on the Oklahoma City Thunder, one of the best young teams in basketball. That's going to be a great game tonight. Looking forward to that. More Bucks basketball on your radio dial this weekend. Sunday, 11:30, Bucks at Orlando Magic, the final regular season game of the season. Be sure to catch it right here. And tonight on WIRI, our sister station, 4:40, join us as we got high school baseball.
Sweet.
Assumption hosting Auburndale. Mike and Seth going to cover that one for you. It's going to, and it's doubleheader, everybody. Let's play two. That's going to be cool. A good one. Be sure to check that out. And we'll talk about it on Playmakers on Monday. Be sure to join us from 3 to 4 on Monday for Playmakers. Great stuff going on this weekend. This is your final couple of days to take in the Wisconsin Prairie Chicken Festival. It's a fun, fun, fun event. Got a lot of great things going on with it. Be sure to check out and find out more what they have going on at WisconsinPrairieChickenFest.com. That's Wisconsin Prairie. I'm sorry, WisPrairieChickens.org. WisPrairieChickens.org. I was reading their email website. Sorry. It's a fun event, and I'm so happy that this event still goes on and still has so much a great following. It helps our prairie chickens. It helps our area. It's a conservation event. It's a great event.
Yeah, it's great.
Also, of course, the Wisconsin Rapids Farmers Market, Winter Farmers Market, is still going on. It'll be happening until May 18th over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. If you're a vendor, be sure to reach out. They got room over there. They'd love to have more vendors over there. They have usually food trucks out there. It's just a fun event for a Saturday. Be sure to check it out. The Wisconsin Rapids Winter Farmers Market happens 9 to 1 every Saturday at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. I got some great opportunities coming up next week for a blood drive. We have a blood drive happening next Tuesday right here in the Rapids area from 10 to 3 over at the East Junior High School Music Room at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Be sure to check that out. If you were able to donate, we greatly appreciate that. Again, Wisconsin Rapids blood drive happening next Tuesday, 10 to 3 over at the former East Junior High School Music Room. And Terry, of course, we started our show talking a little United Way. I want to wrap up talking a little United Way with you. Get people ready for one of my favorite events you guys do, the United We Can Hunger event coming up. I have to journalistically mention, I have been a judge of this event for many years, and it is the toughest thing I have to do.
It is hard.
It's not easy, people. It is not. But I'm humbled and very proud to be a small part of the event and very excited about this year's.
Yeah, so United We Can is our annual food sculpture contest. This is an effort to bring awareness to hunger issues in our community. The bonus is all the food that gets leveraged from these sculptures that then get donated to local food programs. So we are right now recruiting teams. You have an opportunity to sign up as a major league or a minor league, depending upon how many items that you plan to use. This could be a workplace. It could be a civic group. It could be a church. It could just be a family that wants to do it. But basically, you sign up with us by visiting our website, and then you will build your food sculpture on June 18th for us at the rafters at Witterfield. We will build from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m., so you have a six-hour window to get your sculpture mm-hmm. built. And then they are on display during the rafter game that evening. We do give out a few prizes, or a few recognitions, I should say, not necessarily prizes, but we do recognize the sculpture that is the most nutritious with the items that they use. And then also the most creative, and then community choice. So the people who come to the rafter game get a vote. So you get a little ticket, and you get to vote on which one that you like the best. So it's just a really fun event. But again, our number one priority with this is for members of our community to really understand the depth of hunger issues in our community, especially those that face children and those who are vulnerable in the community.
Yeah. There are other great events going on with our United Way. Be sure to keep a lookout for the Great Book Giveaway. You can be a part of that. Donate your books as well as find out more about reading to kids. There's that coming up. And, of course, My Free Taxes, as I mentioned before. You want to get if you are getting in those taxes, MyFreeTaxes.com is not just a blessing in the sense of a relief that it can give to you, but it's free. It's a free taxes site, and it's a really great resource. Be sure to check that out and more. Follow your United Way. Keep in mind as well, if you're looking for volunteer opportunities or ways to impact your community, 211 is a great resource for you. And spread the word about 211 to everybody. They got a great app now. There's a lot of great resources available for you there. We say hi to Amy and all of our friends at 211, and say a big thank you to you, Terry, and all your team at the United Way doing such great work in this community. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
I wanted to wrap up with a good story of the day. And of course, we had the eclipse this weekend. And I know some of you might have heard about this story. story, but we had a couple listeners that only heard the tail end of this. And I think this is one of the cooler stories that not only involves the eclipse, but our education system and the power of teachers and the power of students. I'm reading this right from this gentleman's Twitter account. In 1978, at 22 years old, and in his first year of teaching, Earth science teacher Pat Moriarty gave his ninth grade students a list of solar eclipses and told them to circle the one in 2024 expected to pass over their hometown in Rochester. He promised they'd watch it together. Then on Monday, up to 100 of his former students showed up and did this with him and watched the
Isn't
eclipse.
Isn't that great? I love it.
46-year-old homework, and these kids came through on it.
It's awesome.
And according to him, they barely paid attention to the eclipse. They just were all talking
I'm sure.
and catching
Old
up
home
and
week,
everything.
Yeah.
I get goosebumps. I've read this story about 20 times, and I get goosebumps every time I read it. I don't know. That just hits me. I think that's just
awesome.
A beautiful story. And there are a lot of good stories out there, everybody. Be the good. Do good out there. Spread these stories with us as well, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to me anytime, and we'll get these local good stories out there, and we'll talk about other great things like that. But it's been a good week. We appreciate all of you joining us for it. Again, stick around. Matt and Air on the Air coming up for you right here. Terry, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Be good to each other. Have yourselves a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon and later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.